with WFIU Classical. I'm David Wood.
Well, I'd like to welcome you both, Tomas Lozano and Robert Frew, for visiting with us and talking a little bit about an upcoming performance this weekend and sort of an educational interactive thing that'll be happening this weekend at the TC Steele State Historic Site on Sunday, July the 17th at 3 p.m., A Journey Through Time with a Hurdy-Gurdy. How did you get into playing the hurdy-gurdy?
I saw hurdy-gurdy the first time in my life when I was about maybe 17 years old. I'm from close to Barcelona, and I went to, right then in the early 80s, they started this folk festival that is called, you know, Tradicionarios, where it was a revival of the traditional music, not only in Spain, but, you know, all over the Europe. So I went to one of these concerts at night, and I saw this guy standing up playing something, you know. The hurdy-gurdy that he was playing was a traditional French hurdy-gurdy from the 19th century, that they have, it's like a lute back, has a the shape of a lute in the back. So I saw this guy playing this something really weird with cranking a wheel, but I loved the sound. And I thought, oh, man, I really want to play that. But it took me many years before I could, first of all, before I could afford one, and second, you know, to find one, because at that time in Spain, no one was building hurdy-gurdies. And hurdy-gurdies in Spain were almost lost. The last hurdy-gurdy player died in the late 50s. His name was Faustino Santalices from Galicia, and he was the last hurdy-gurdy player. And then the first person after him that played the hurdy-gurdy was Amancio Prada, and he studied in France, in Paris. And somebody gave him, you know, from the flea market, an old hurdy-gurdy from the 17th century. So he took it back to Spain, and Marcelino, somebody, it's an instrument maker, restored that. And he reintroduced, he is the first one that, you know, as we remember, the first one to keep playing the hurdy-gurdy. And then Rafa Martin played the hurdy-gurdy. And then there's other ones, you know, Carlos Beceiro. And nowadays, I'm very happy to say there's many hurdy-gurdy players all over Spain. But, you know, the tradition of the hurdy-gurdy was never lost in France, central France, you know, kept for centuries.
This weekend at the TC Steele State Historic Site, you'll be giving a presentation with some multimedia, I understand, sort of showing the progression of this instrument from its early inception through the modern.
Yeah, the ideal thing would be for me to carry, like, lots of hurdy-gurdies with me and, you know, and show them real. But since I can't, and I can't, you know, I cannot afford that also because they're really expensive. I will have a PowerPoint, and I will be showing the evolution of the hurdy-gurdy in history. So we'll be seeing photographs and images of the cathedrals, how they evolved, and from different manuscripts. And I will be accompanying those images with melodies that I will be playing. I will carry with me a medieval hurdy-gurdy that I have. It's a smaller, only has three strings. And I'll play some medieval tunes with that. And then I'll switch to the big one that I have here. But basically that. And well, I'll show also photos of from the 19th century, early 20th century of traditional players in Spain and France, and as well as paintings from the 18th century showing us the different hurdy-gurdies and how were they involved in the part of the daily life or the festivities. You know, the hurdy-gurdy player was like the bagpipe player in a town. It was, you know, the musician used to be an important person in town because, you know, he held an important role in society at that moment. And, you know, nowadays it has changed so much. You know, you play for processions, for, you know, different festivities, not only dances, and the dances where you had your interaction. You know, if you like a girl, you know, that was your chance to go and talk to her, because before, you know, things were a little bit different. And you know, in the dances, that's where things started to happen in the town. Anyway, that's a long story.
A los árboles altos los lleva el viento, y a los enamorados el pensamiento. Ay, vida mía, el pensamiento.
this Sunday at the T.C. Steele State Historic Site, A Journey Through Time with a Hurdy-Gurdy, featuring a hurdy-gurdy player and singer Tomas Lozano, 3 p.m. Sunday the 17th, presented by Early Music in Motion. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You can listen to the complete conversation, including more music. Also view videos and images of Tomas Lozano and his hurdy-gurdy. That's at wfiu.org/arts.